But Dick had a different way of doing it. Dick used to had his, he had a list down, and the way that he had it down was that he drilled a hole with such and such a diameter of a drill for so far, and then he changed it and he put another one in that done so far more again. That's the way he opened it. He wrote down that way.
That.
He used to, he measured it so much, would say he could measure for a half an inch for so far, and then a quarter of an inch for so far, you know, that way.
With different smaller emers kind of going up.
There never will be another one. There never will be another Dick.
Oh, that music.
And I've got to leave white. Oh.
I have 1, 2, 3 of RL's reamers.
Pardon?
I have 3 of RL's reamers.
RL reamers.
You have some of them,
yes,
have you?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's marvellous.
And I have two of his.
You don't know what part they were belonging to, though, do you?
There would be 2 for the chanter. One is a chanter, the other one is the most strange. It's called a finishing or polishing reamer.
Yes.
It's 5-sided.
Yes.
And it's put up to polish the bore.
That's right, yes.
And the other one looks like a tenor regulator reamer.
Yes.
It's a small one. The big reamers for the bass, yeah, regulator I gave to you at the time.
Yeah. Would they be for that big double bass?
Yes. That's in the,
what sort of diameter are they? An inch? Inch and a half?
Root of a big thing. 4 square cross sides.